In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, as we have just concluded, we led from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 1 to 11, and we also led from the Gospel according to John, chapter 7, verse 37 to 52, and chapter 8, verse 12. And I'll begin by saying one of the first Christians, during the first Christians' Pentecost, the unity of assembly with one another in one accord or purpose in one place provides the environment in which the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us. We are called to unite and assemble in the church today every time there is a service or a gathering. This will ensure that the Spirit of God dwells in us always. The Holy Spirit coming in the appearance of divided tongues as of fire fulfills the prophecy of John the Baptist that Christ would baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. This is found in Luke chapter 3, verse 16. This fire is a manifestation of the uncreated energy of God because God is holy and created. His power or energy is also uncreated. The fire or the church today anoints us with crisp or oil, holy oil, and we receive the Holy Spirit. Just as the flames vested on each person, so is the chrism anointed or applied to each person. We see the Holy Spirit descended in the form form that was seen and understood by those present. That is, they could see and understand a flame of fire. Also today, the chrism is in the form that is visible and in common use. Today we witness the fulfillment of prophecy of Joel, which we find in Joel chapter 3, verse 1. I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Your daughters will prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. The Spirit today enables us to live according to the will of God. The Spirit helps us to strive towards deification. Today we witness a reversal of the events at the Tower of Babel that we find in Genesis chapter 11, verse 1 to 9. Verse 7 says, "Come, let us go down there and confuse their language, so they may not understand one another's speech." If you are united to do things outside the will of God, the Spirit moves to confuse and divide you. That comes whenever you receive the Spirit with pride. The humble reception of the Holy Spirit is shown to have the overwhelming power to unite even in diversity. In Pentecost, the people hear the gospel in their own language. When we turn to today's gospel, Christ says, "Come to me and drink." Thus, anybody who thirsts for the Spirit of God should come to Christ, believe in him, and get baptized as Christ commanded, and he or she will be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit will enable him to practice humility through repentance. John chapter 7, verse 52, the Pharisees' answer to Nicodemus reveals their blind hatred and ignorance of the scripture. They tell him this: "No prophet has arisen out of Galilee." Contrary to their brightness, Prophet Jonah came from Galilee, from the town of Gath-Hepher, which is 3 miles from Nazareth. And we can find this in 4 Kings chapter 14, verse 25. We can see that the Pharisees were confused, blinded by the Spirit because of their pride. We are called to live a life full of humility and love. We are called to love one another. We are called to help one another. We are called to take care of the sick and the suffering. We are called to help the vulnerable. We are called to feed the hungry. We are called to pray for everyone that are in all forms of dangers. We are called to live a life that is directed by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, beloved, Let us strive to keep our bodies uncorrupted, for one who has acquired a new body, which is a temple of the Holy Spirit, has become a true victor over the devil. Let us strive to keep our souls and bodies undefiled as we glorify the most holy Trinity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.